From the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada, I am your DJ Tony. This is Pop Shop Radio. We start out by taking you back to the 1960s for the Partridge Family.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room.
Up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Hey, I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say I never felt this way. You really don't have to worry. I only want to make you happy. And if you say, hey, go away, I will. But I think better still, I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you
Pop Shop Radio, Canada's international voice on shortwave with the Partridge Family, David Cassidy and Shirley Jones, mother and son. And by the way, no one else on the TV version of the Partridge Family actually sang on any of the records. Milli Vanilli, maybe? No, they didn't sing on them either. Here is Ten Pole Tudor, Three Bells in a Row on Pop Shop Radio. If you've seen the Sex Pistols movie, The Great Rock and Roll Swindle, you have seen this guy. His real name is Edward Tudor Pole, and he is a part of the British Peerage. And the group is called Ten Pole Tudor from 1980. Three bells in a row on the legendary Stiff record label. Wasn't a hit. Better luck next time, Eddie.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Right now, we have Pa Cartwright, Lauren Green, and Ringo.
He lay face down on the desert sand, clutching a six-gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, for under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night, I saved the life of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I nursed him till the danger passed. The days went by, he mended fast. And then from dawn till setting sun, he practiced with that deadly gun. And hour on hour, I watched in awe. No human being could match the draw of Ringo. One day we rode the mountain crest, and I went east and he went west. I took to law and wore a star, while he spread terror near and far. With lead and blood he gained such fame, all through the west they feared the name of Ringo. I knew someday I'd face the test, which one of us would be the best. And sure enough, the word came down that he was holed up in the town. I left the posse out in the street, and I went in alone to meet Ringo. They said my speed was next to none, but my lightning draw had just begun when I heard a blast that stung my wrist. The gun went flying from my fist, and I was looking down the bore of the deadly 44 of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
They say that was the only time that anyone had seen him smile. He slowly lowered his gun, and then he said to me, "We're even, friend." And so at last I understood that there was still a spark of good in Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I blocked the path of his retreat. He turned and stepped into the street. A dozen guns spit fire and lead. A moment later, he lay dead. The town began to shout and cheer. Nowhere was there shed a tear for Ringo.
Ringo.
The story spread throughout the land that I had beaten Ringo's hand. And it was just the years, they say, that made me put my guns away. But on his grave, they can't explain the tarnished star above the name of Ringo.
That is Lauren Green. He was a newsreader here in Canada on the CBC back many years before he became Pa Cartwright on the TV series Bonanza. That is Ringo from 1964, and the fact that it was a hit had nothing to do with it coming out during Beatlemania. Here are the Chiffons.
Yeah.
They hail from the Bronx in the great state of New York, the Chiffons, with a song written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin. It has been called one of Rolling Stone's top 500 greatest songs of all time. That is One Fine Day, 1963, right here on Pop Shop Radio. I'm your DJ Tony. Hi, world. It is time for our song number one. Oh, and this week we are taking you back to 1968. This is the first group that featured Blondie herself, Debbie Harry. It's called The Wind in the Willows.
What did you see and tell me what you're looking for? What you're looking for? Did you see the colors changing? Did you find the magic key? Did you hear the music of the wind? Did you cry when joy appeared? Where were you last, my friend? And tell me where you spent the last few moments in your pocket. What did you see and tell me? What you're looking for, what you're looking for? Did you feel the texture of your breath? Did you lose the grasping hold that you had?
Did you breathe the foggy morning? Did you feel the morning rain?
Where were you last, my friend? And tell me where you spent the last few moments in your pocket. What did you see and tell me? What you're looking for, what you're looking for? Once waited morning sun, now waits the evening's, evening's daughter. Soon you'll find that the storm of the night has led them through, through this water.
Soon you'll hear the gentle sound of calming water playing.
All the songs taught by the wind and gypsy fires fading. See and tell me what you're looking for.
Well, that is our record number one this week. It's called Moments Spent. It's from a group called The Wind in the Willows from 1968, which featured Deborah Harry, her very self, as one of the backing vocalists. It only went to number 196 in Billboard's top 200 LPs, and the 45 was a flop. It's time for a little bit of the Thompson Twins right now. Don't mess with Dr. Dream on Pop Shop Radio.
Losing trouble's easy pain.
Oh, that is a killer track from the Thompson Twins. Went to number 15 in 1985, back in the UK charts. Don't mess with Dr. Green. I'm your DJ Tony on Pop Shop Radio. We'd love to get a Pop Shop Radio QSL card to you from us here in Hope. So send a reception report to RadioPopShop@gmail.com. We'll get one right out to you. Sorry.
Hit after hit after hit.
Hit music.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
And you go, Granny.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
From Pasadena.
If you see her on the street, don't try to choose her.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
You might drive a goer, but you'll never lose her.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Well, she's gonna get a ticket now sooner or later, cause she can't keep her foot off the accelerator.
And everybody's saying that there's nobody.
From Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
The guy's got the racer from miles around, but she'll give him a leg and she'll shut him down.
They are the pioneers of surf music. 1964, number 3 record, The Little Old Lady from Pasadena, from Jan and Dean. We have some little old ladies like that on the Trans-Canada Highway. I think I saw one from Abbotsford or something like that. She was just zooming right along past us by. Boy, I got to feed those hamsters in the car. All right, now on Pop Shop Radio, we are heading to Greece. Here's a woman named Tammy Petaxikis Lipesau.
Μια ρόδα που όλο και γυρνά. Νιώθεις τύψη μονάξια. Θα βρεις συντροφιά. Τι κι αν η αγάπη έχει πια κάθει. Μια καινούργια μέρα πάλι αύριο θα έρθει. Κάνε δέμα βάλτι στενοχώρια βάλε μέσα.
Πιο βαθιά μπορείς. Κι
Her name is Tammy, and that song, you know that, Spinning Wheel by Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Dave Clayton Thomas. But that is a Greek version called Petaxi Tis Lipis Sau, or Throw Away Your Sorrows. I guess they couldn't quite translate Spinning Wheel, but nonetheless, it's a cool tune, and that's the kind of stuff we love to play here on Pop Shop Radio. Oh, this is a groovy one for you, Black Blood and IEA Amwana.
Mama Rafiki
Bakie ni muzuri
Batoto yote yetu
Bakie ni muzuri
Baba Mama Rafiki
Bakie ni muzuri Tunapenda we Akisani sana Tunapenda we Akisani sana
Aie hamwana Ina kwenda kwetu
Mama Rafiki
Bakie ni muzuri
Batoto yote yetu
Bakie ni muzuri
Baba Mama Rafiki
Bakie ni muzuri Tunapenda we Akisangi sana Tunapenda we Akisangi sana
Pop Shop Radio, we've got the grooviest grooves on shortwave, and if you hear it on Jack FM, chances are you won't hear it here on Pop Shop Radio, because we got stuff that is cool like that. That is Black Blood, IEA Amwana, 1975, number one record in Belgium and France. While the record is sung in Swahili, the title, IEA Amwana, is absolutely meaningless, which is kind of like Jack FM, come to think of it. Oh, am I nasty or what? Hey, here is Love Affair on Pop Shop Radio. Oh, by the way, you want to get a Pop Shop Radio QSL card? Send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. We'll get one right out to you. I'm your DJ, Tony. This is Everlasting Love. There were a lot of hit versions of that song. Original done by Carlton, and a version by Robert John, and of course this version from 1966, top 10 all over Europe, and number one in the UK. That is a group called Love Affair, and Everlasting Love on Pop Shop Radio, where we love you. This is Pop Shop Radio. We're heard on great radio stations like Channel 292 in Europe and WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. You can get a QSL card from us by sending a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. Follow us on the web at www.popshopradio.ca or on Twitter at PopShopRadio1. Time to get a little classy on this show. Here is Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. That is Emerson, Lake, and Palmer on Pop Shop Radio. Fanfare for the Common Man, 1977. The music for that was written by one of the United States of America's topmost composers of classical music, a man named Aaron Copland. Oh, and it is cool. And if you like that, well, what can I say? But we are heading to India right now. Here is Usha Uthup. You'll know this song. Some She is one of the top playback singers in India, Usha Uthup. She's known as Didi. And, well, if your goal today was to hear a version of I Will Survive sung in Bengali, I have just made your day. That's from her LP called 24 Karat. And it's fun. It had you up dancing because you can dance to anything as long as it's got a good beat. Right now, we have got the Seekers from Australia. I'll Never Find Another You on Pop Shop Radio, the home of the hits, the misses, and everything in between. From Canada, of course. That is the Seekers on Pop Shop Radio. Most people think of their first big hit in North America as being Georgie Girl, but not true. Number four in the U.S. in 1965, I'll Never Find Another You. Of course, went to number one in the U.K. and Australia, and number three here in Canada. And it is a goodie. So right now we've queued up a little bit of Mr. Neil Diamond. You're excused if you thought that he was singing about a minister or a priest in this. It is not entitled Reverend Blue Jean, but rather Forever in Blue Jeans on Pop Shop Radio.
Money talks, but it don't sing and dance and it don't walk. As long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans. Honey's sweet, but it ain't nothing next to baby's treat. And if you pardon me, I'd like to say we'd do okay forever in blue jeans. Baby, tonight, baby.
Neil Diamond on Canada's International Voice on shortwave. Forever in Blue Jeans, 1978, according to my little piece of paper right here. Top 20 record for him from his LP, You Don't Bring Me Flowers. And that's the kind of cool stuff we like to play here for you, where we fill your ear holes with lots and lots of kilowatts right here from Pop Shop Radio. It is Twin Spin time. We're doing a protest song, anti-war Twin Spin this go-around. This one comes from Canada's own Andy Kim from 1969. Trisha, tell your daddy.
Trisha, tell your daddy on a family Sunday morning when he comes downstairs yawning from his bed. Trisha, tell your daddy when there ain't no politicians and there ain't no competition for his head. Tell him he's the man, Trisha, the world is in his hand. Trisha, tell him that you're not his only child. Everybody's daddy for a while. Trisha, tell your daddy in a way he never heard now. Use the little words like love and peace. Didn't it cost a lot when some folks down here ain't got enough to eat? Trisha, tell your daddy it's gonna take more than trying to end the people dying needlessly. Tell him he's the man, Trisha. The world is in his hands, Trisha. Tell him that you're not his only child. 'Cause he's everybody's daddy for a while.
That is Andy Kim from Quebec, and Trisha, tell your daddy, an impassioned plea to Patricia Nixon, the daughter of Richard Nixon, 1969, about the Vietnam War. Trisha, tell your daddy. And because of the kind of song it was doomed to only be number 110, bubbling over in Billboard's charts. Ah, but there would be success 2 years later for Freda Payne with a number 3 record on Billboard's charts. That one is called Bring the Boys Home on Pop Shop Radio.
Yeah.
And that is our anti-Vietnam War twin spin. We started out with Andy Kim, Grisha Tell Your Daddy. And we followed it up with Frida Payne, Bring the Boys Home. Took that one to number 3 in the R&B charts, number 12 in Billboard's Top 100 in 1972. And managed to score a gold record with it. Cool stuff, eh, gang?
My eyes are closed, but yet they see the beauty of your love here surrounding me. Though you're not here, you're not far away. And in my silence, you can hear me say, I give my love to you.
That was a top 10 number one record at WKNR Keener 13 in Detroit, Michigan in 1969. The Flaming Ember, named after a restaurant, which might have been a good place to get a well-done steak, don't you think, guys and gals? The Flaming Ember and Mind, a Body and Soul on Pop Shop Radio.
Remember, you heard it, probably danced to it a long time ago.
We danced to the Flaming
Now's
Ember?
Your chance to relive it.
Oh, to this one. Hey, here are the box tops and the letter on Pop Shop Radio.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a
at 5 seconds shy of 2 minutes. That is not one of the records you play as a DJ when you've got to head out to the washroom. That is the letter from the Box Tops from Memphis, Tennessee. Smash number one on their very first single. Oh, and we just love that kind of record here on Pop Shop Radio. Really good stuff. I am your DJ Tony from the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada. Get your equipment ready because our exclusive shortwave radiogram is coming up after or the next record right here on Pop Shop Radio. It has been great having you along with us this week where we're playing the really groovy stuff. And we're going to close out this week with the Isley Brothers from 1975. Fight the Power. Pop Shop Radio with the Isley Brothers, special bleeped radio edit of Fight the Power, part one. I think you know what they really said. It's also heard in Money by Pink Floyd, but we only play clean records here on Pop Shop Radio. I wash them down in the sink in the kitchen here in the Pop Shop Radio studios. Anyway, it is time for our Pop Shop Radio special shortwave radiogram. It is an MFSK 64. We will see you next week. Same stations, same time, same frequencies. It comes up in 3, 2, 1. Thank you. Pop Shop Radio, QSL, send your reception reports to RadioPopShop at gmail.com. That's RadioPopShop at gmail.com. RadioPopShop. Pop Shop Radio was made in the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada, and is an Under the Linoleum production, sending peace and love to all people and all nations.